This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The texts are rolling in. This is lots of fun, folks, today on the What's On Your Mind. In case you missed it, we started the program last hour, and we said we wanted to give away a little prize here, a little piece of patriotism. It's got a flag and an eagle, and these are photos. It is a beautiful piece called Guardian. Guardian, as a matter of fact. We are going to give that away to someone today that sends us a photo of a little selfie of how they're listening, where they're listening, whatever they're doing. And then the only thing we ask is that you could tell us what you'd like more of or less of. More of or less of on the program. Okay, a little less of this, a little more of that, whatever it is. And we're getting some good stuff here. Thank you very much. Keep it coming. Here is a listener that would like more constitutional candidates on for the next couple of weeks. More constitutional candidates, all right. Speaking of candidates, I see the Fargo Forum has not endorsed Josh Gallion, the Republican auditor, citing all of... his clumsy handling of high-profile audits. Said Gallion, elected to the office in 2016, has been busy grabbing headlines. He's referred his findings to prosecutors following three audits. He determined showed potential noncompliance with the law. No charges resulted in any of the cases. But we're troubled by what happened, especially in the audit concerning the Department of Commerce handling of the rebranding and introduction of the state's Be Legendary logo. Auditors found that the department incorrectly assigned $850,000 in cost to the wrong biennium, which was an honest mistake.
Heaven forbid an auditor audits.
Well, an auditor should audit, but an auditor shouldn't be more worried about
doing
more headlines. Well, he didn't exactly do too well. His track record not real good. So I'm not surprised. I'm not. I've said for a while there were some really bad decisions being made there, and obviously there's a bit of a mess even still with this Commerce one. So I can see why they did it. They did endorse Brian Crocius, Public Service Commission member, and for his seat, as well as the Treasurer's office in Tom Beadle. So anyway, I just thought of that when someone was saying get some more of those candidates on before Election Day. We got to get to that. I want to welcome to the program a guest who spent a couple of days in North Dakota. We didn't think the snow was going to be timed with the event, but it's still worth it, folks. Gabriel Nadalis is a conservative activist and author of Behind the Mask, My Time as an Antifa Activist. We had one of the other speakers that's on this tour on last week. Fascinating conversation related to how do kids today become kids today? Like, what is going on here? And this event is designed to talk about just that, the new tyranny, how critical theory led to cancel culture, censorship, and Antifa. Gabriel, thank you for joining us. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on.
You bet. Appreciate it very much. Somebody wants to know the number to text a picture to get the photo. Okay, sorry, I should have said that. 701-367-2054. 701-367-2054. The photo and what you want more of or less of on the show, or Todd at 701-226-8503. Somebody else wants... I don't even believe it here. Well, I'm no fan of the Chili Peppers. At least it's not that dang disco duck song. So, I think we can't play that one for a while. It was a historic event. Anyway, okay, we're back with our conversation here with our friend Gabriel. Gabriel, what kind of conversations have you had so far in North Dakota? What sticks with you?
No, so it's actually been great. The first time we were in Minot, and then today we were in Grand Forks. And it's been a great crowd. There's definitely, we have to abide by social distancing guidelines, but at the same time, we have some very interesting questions. And honestly, my favorite conversation was actually in Minot State, because after the event, there was this liberal professor who said that he really enjoyed the talk. And while he's still a liberal, he really understands that some people out there are really having this us versus them mentality, which is definitely a problem in American politics today.
Yeah, and that's the thing. We just need to be aware of what's going on. Let's talk a little bit about your story here, and then we'll come back to some of the things that you're talking about in these events. So you were an Antifa activist. You were part of Antifa. I thought Antifa was an idea. So how could you how could you be an activist? I don't get it.
So here's the thing. A lot of people misunderstand idea. Some people say that it's 100% an organization, while others say that it's an idea. But the best way to understand Antifa is as a movement. And within this movement, you have several different radical left-wing groups. Some of them use the name of Antifa, like Rose City Antifa, but many of them, as a matter of fact, most of them don't. You have the Anti-Racist Action, the Redneck Revolt, the Youth Liberation Front, and in San Francisco, what we saw an Antifa group beating the life out of this black conservative activist, basically knocking out his teeth, that was done by the 161 crew. But the key thing here is that just like the Antifa activists or so-called activists wear a black mask to hide their identity, well, so do these other organizations. They use the banner of Antifa to hide their true identity.
And how did you say, yeah, that's for me. I want to do this. What sucked you in?
So when I joined Antifa, it was in 2011, and at the time I was already a liberal activist. But I remember that I saw some a neo-Nazi party, the National Socialist Movement, marching in my city. And you know something? I wanted to do something about them. And at the time, I already knew a little bit about Antifa because it's been around for decades now. So I went in the black mask, you know, the black block, and that's how I met a lot of some of those Antifa activists. That being said, while we were protesting Nazis, I mean, that's mere happenstance, because Antifa decries anything and everyone they don't like as fascists. That could be Nazis, which are actual fascists, but it could also mean capitalists, people who are proud to be Americans, as well as just people who are support the free market. I mean, to Antifa, anything that does not align with the leftist radical belief is fascism to Antifa.
We saw a lot of, what looked to be organized protests that were anti-police and, part of these events related to Black Lives Matter, where Antifa would swoop in as well. Is, you know, how does the apparatus work? I mean, is it, hey, we're going to Seattle, or is it just sort of everybody on their own shows up, or how does it work?
So it's actually very different because, again, there are several different groups, and they are all, some of them are very independent, but some of them are highly organized. For example, there's something known as the Torch Network, which was established in 2013, in which I believe it's about five or six different key Antifa chapters, in which they actually have a national conference that it's not open to the public the first day, and then the second day it's only open to other Antifa-type chapters. They've been having one since 2013, and some of these ones are incredibly well-organized, but the strategy that they use is known as propaganda by the deed. And propaganda by the deed means to enact political violence against your opponents in order to inspire others who may align with you to take up arms as well. So we're looking at the riots in over the last few months. A lot of people say, well, not all of them were a part of Antifa. That is true. But at the same time, let's see where those riots started. They started in St. Paul, Minnesota, in Chicago, Illinois, Portland, Oakland, California, Los Angeles, Austin, Texas. All of these places are places where Antifa has been around for decades now. And they started the violence, and that allowed for the rest of America who are leftist activists but not part of Antifa to join in the destruction of America.
So is that the stated goal, the destruction of America?
Well, the stated goal is, of course, fascism. But again, like, while most people would think, oh, fascism is obviously Nazi Germany, you know, China, Venezuela, to them it is American society. They reject the Constitution, they reject law and order, they reject the basic idea of free speech. I mean, as a matter of fact, there's a book by this leftist author, which is the Antifa Handbook, and he said, at the heart of the anti-fascist outlook is a rejection of the classical liberal phrase that I disapprove of what you say, but I will fight to the death your right to say it. This shows you Antifa wants to take down every single pillar of American society, whether it be free speech, law and order, capitalism, all of that is fascism, and they are trying to destroy American culture.
Why would you want to be part of something like that? Was there a seed planted in you, you know, in your younger years?
That's how it really starts. And in Behind the Black Mask, my book, you can actually read about my transformation, actually my growing into the movement, because I got to tell you, there were two key groups growing up that really made me hate America. For example, I'm a Mexican immigrant, so I came here and I started watching programs like Univision and Telemundo. And I got to tell you, a lot of people think CNN is biased, but they have not seen these shows. They are incredibly bad. Their strategy is basically to make Hispanics feel marginalized and like they are the only ones standing up to Republicans and conservatives.
That is extraordinarily sophisticated. Hold that thought, if you would.
Sure.
We'll pick up after the break and continue more of our conversation. By the way, there is a lecture event tonight, The New Tyranny, How Critical Theory Led to Cancel Culture, Censorship, and Antifa. Bismarck, tonight, on this topic, with this guest, as well as Dr. Michael Rechtenwald, who joined us last week. Prairie Rose at the Bismarck Event Center. More after this.
This fall, Piper's Auctioneers has all your land and equipment needs covered. Join Piper's for these upcoming auctions, including the 15th annual Western Dakota Land Auction, offering 5,000 acres in these eight counties of Montreal, Dunn, Billings, Grant, Henninger, Adams, and Slope County, North Dakota, and Perkins County, South Dakota. Also, Piper's will be offering a cabinetry business liquidation auction in Fargo, and exceptional farm retirement and equipment auctions in Harvey, Jackal, and Steele, North Dakota, and Sioux Falls, South Dakota. For full inventory and details on dozens of land and equipment auctions throughout the Upper Midwest, log on to Pipers.com.
Hi, I'm Carl Sobeck, Dean of the Gary Tharaldson School of Business. At the University of Mary, we're committed to offering all students the opportunity to make a better life for themselves, their families, and their communities. Today's students are tomorrow's leaders, which is why we challenge our students to be difference makers that help make their community a better place. Receive more than just a diploma. Receive an education for life. Get started today at umary.edu/business.
Fill up with Unleaded 88, help the third annual Pink at the Pump promotion to raise funds for breast cancer awareness. Participating retailers include PetroServe USA, Bismarck, Castleton, Fargo, Mandan, Valley City, and West Fargo. Cashwise, Bismarck, Fargo, Williston, Valley, Dairy, Grand Forks, and Tesoro, Winemere. 3 cents per gallon of Unleaded 88 sold in October goes to North Dakota Women's Way. Unleaded 88 is a high-performance fuel that is safe for all 2001 and newer vehicles. Choose the Pink Unleaded 88 nozzle in October to support breast cancer awareness. Is the move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Warning, if you are over the age of 65 and on Medicare Parts A and B, you must listen to this. Studies show that the average Medicare recipient pays more than $5,000 in out-of-pocket medical expenses each year. What is even worse is that sudden health emergencies can cost $75,000 or more and force thousands of unfortunate Americans into extreme debt and even bankruptcy. There is hope. The solution is SnapMedicare.com. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to protect yourself and your finances. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in your coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare, remember and rest easy knowing that your medical expenses are being taken care of with SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516. You and your loved ones deserve peace of mind, and SnapMedicare.com will help you get it. Call 800-286-5516. That's 800-286-5516.
Nothing so loud, searing when we lie. Truth is not kind, and you said neither am I. The air outside so soft, you're saying everything.
Why not? Well,
I love it.
Good stuff. Back then, when this song was popular, for a few months, I was Todd the Wet Sprocket on the radio.
Todd the Wet Sprocket, ladies and gentlemen.
Yep, that's
part of the part of the program. Jack Lemmon. Tomorrow on the show, the really big show, we have a discussion on North Dakota Measure 2 with former North Dakota legislator Lonnie Lafine and Karma Hansen. Going to join us on that. We also have North Dakota's First Lady, Catherine Helgus Burgum, to talk about Recovery Reinvented. And Jason Lewis will be here Friday. Of course, Kevin Kramer on the program. We are counting down to Election Day. Brought to you in part today by our friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. If you haven't yet stopped in Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables, too, their Bismarck showroom, West Fargo, Grand Forks. Really encourage you to do that. You can do it online, too. They have an online showroom, and they'll walk you through everything. Take a little virtual tour right online from anywhere. But the incredible selection of saunas that they have are a something I'd love for you to hear more about, along with the benefits of being in that sauna, the health benefits. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too, could be considered, you know, sort of the fun store, right? The hot tub, the sauna, the pool tables, the game tables. But they're more about wellness. They really are. They're more about wellness. And the incredible things that have been done in recent studies to tell you more about the sauna would be a great way to go. Just directly impact your health in a very positive way. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Find them online. Tell them Scott sent you. More of our conversation now with a former member of Antifa. First time we've had a chance to talk with somebody that actually put on the black mask before. He'd even written about it. Behind the black mask, my time as an Antifa activist. He, Gabriel Nadalis, is participating in a event that's happening in the last one is tonight. It was the first night in Minot, then Grand Forks last night, and tonight in Bismarck. Bismarck Event Center, 7 o'clock, The New Tyranny, How Critical Theory Led to Cancel Culture, Censorship, and Antifa. Why I think this is important is, you know, you hear Antifa and you see the things on TV and, well, I'm interested in the root sort of, how did this take off? And I happen to think that we have a real problem with some things kids are learning today that lead them to believe that America is a bad place. That's what alarms me. And part of the reasons that I think it's important for you to hear this conversation. Gabriel, what got you out of this?
You know, it's actually surprisingly, I started leaving or having questions about the Antifa movement because of school, because I had this conservative teacher, which is probably like one of the only ones in like the entire Southern California. And he introduced me to great economic minds like Milton Friedman, Thomas Sowell. And, you know, once you understand free market economics, you start noticing that there's a lot of flaws in the arguments from the left. So I actually started talking to my former comrades, whatever, my friends at the time. And I remember that just for asking questions about this kind of stuff, I was called a capitalist pig. And they started being, like, pretty vicious against me just because I started asking questions. So that's how I started slowly parting ways, because I realized that they were not interested in searching for truth. They were just interested in destruction and imposing their own worldview.
Very interesting that one teacher can make that kind of a difference. And unfortunately, I would hedge a bet that the rest of them confirmed you were doing the right thing by being Antifa.
Well, nobody really knew I was part of Antifa, but I can tell you that there were so many teachers in my high school who were just leftist radicals. And the sad thing is they don't see themselves as that. They just see themselves as teaching something. But this is actually especially why tonight's event is really important, because we're talking about critical theory. And critical theory is this idea that everybody who is not a Marxist is racist. And it's ridiculous, but that's being taught in our classrooms from K all the way through PhD. And you know something? I've been a conservative activist now for about 8 years, and at the Leadership Institute. And I mean, I've seen this type of mentality at work. There's so many professors who see themselves as activists first and educators second. And that's why they start putting out students who actually believe in violence. I mean, just at the University of Wisconsin, there was an op-ed that one of the students wrote with instructions on how to build a Molotov cocktail. And it's just like, well, why do you need that information? Well, it's to encourage students from Wisconsin to join the riots.
Wow. Isn't that something? Join the riots. And is that mainly a college thing? Do you see that in high school?
I mean, yeah, it goes on all of the – basically, public education and even some private schools, unfortunately, is just a left-wing propaganda. A lot of the classical liberal arts are not classical liberal at all. It's just teaching you Marxist thought and a bunch of different radical leftist activism, supposed to giving you a well-rounded study of all economics and all classical thinkers. And it's a real shame.
And why we would like that one professor did for you, that one teacher did for you, for others to do the same, for, you know, younger folks to hear, you know, hey, the new tyranny is critical theory. You need to think outside the box. Talk about a free market economy helping people. I mean, I can't think of anything better. But yet, as you say, that's not what they argue. It is important for parents to go, as well as young folks, to hear this. Cancel culture is one of the things I know you're going to talk about tonight. What is cancel culture for folks that haven't heard that term before?
Well, cancel culture is this new idea in society that just because you don't like something that someone's been saying, you can cancel them by going to Twitter, going to social media, and demanding that they lose their job, they be fired, they be ostracized from all community. And the sad thing is that it's not even they're not even canceling people for a legitimately bad thing, like, say, supporting somebody like a real fascist. I just read an article about Chris Pratt, who is one of the Avengers, and he decided to skip a Joe Biden event. He didn't say anything against Joe Biden or anything pro-Trump, but he decided not to go to a pro-Biden event. Well, he was being canceled by so many people, like, claiming that he wasn't a real Avenger and that he should be fired, all of that nonsense. And actually, it took Robert Downey Jr., who did attend the Biden event, to actually defend him. So it's fortunate that a lot of people are seeing that cancel culture is trash, and it's really a tumor in society, because it's really about silencing debate.
Silencing debate. Censorship. These are all tenets of the critical theory that need to be watched. Anything else you want to tell us before we let you go, Gabriel?
Just, I hope you guys can make it out to, or your listeners can make it out to tonight's event. I can't remember the name of the center, but and also, if you want to read more about my story, you can check out my book on Amazon. It's called Behind the Black Mask: My Time as an Antifa Activist.
Yeah, get the book. Understand this and watch for it in your kids and grandkids. Have conversations about what they're learning in school. And that, by the way, tonight is at the Bismarck Event Center, Prairie Rose Room 105. And tonight at 7 o'clock, the Bismarck Lecture Event, The New Tyranny, How Critical Theory Led to Cancel Culture, Censorship, and Antifa. Thank you very much. Good to chat with you. We appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Doing some good things there. Speaking out. Gabriel Nadalis. Brought to you in part by Oasis Petroleum. Be the buffalo. That's one way you can get through this. One of our texters wanted to talk about how people are finding ways to thrive and help others thrive in these crazy COVID times. That's about being the buffalo. See right there. Call it 24/7 with your comments, 855-217-76.
We're Tioga Chamber of Commerce, and we want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. Tioga's average yearly household income of over $73,000 a year supports nearly 140 area businesses. Tioga is a driver and innovator in local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, electronics, and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Robot Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, and Pumpkin Festival. Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. We want you to consider Tioga, North Dakota, for your business or a place to raise your family and realize your career dreams. If you're looking for great opportunities, please visit us in Tioga and experience a great point of view. Or for more information, visit TiogaND.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin didn't reach an agreement on Tuesday regarding a new stimulus plan, but both have moved closer to an agreement. That's according to a spokesman for Pelosi. As far as that progress that is being made, the Treasury Secretary says,
I would say that we continue to have discussions. Again, there's a lot of details other than just the top line number that we're exchanging. paper. We continue to make progress on certain issues. On certain issues, we continue to be far apart.
The last presidential debate is set for Thursday night at Belmont University in Nashville. The debate commission adopting new rules to mute microphones to allow President Trump and Joe Biden 2 uninterrupted minutes for opening statements on each topic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
What's on your mind is on the air. We're going to spin the roulette wheel and see who's going to get whacked with snow tonight here. It's the wheel of snow. Let's fire that wheel up here. You don't want to land there. But some stuff, they say south of, I saw the National Weather Service, Grand Forks actually said that south of 200 would be the heavy stuff. Yeah. How far west are we talking? Anybody know?
No, it's coming in from the west, so.
Oh, is it coming that way?
Yeah.
So they're going to get it, too.
Yeah.
Very interesting. Yeah. Well, folks, winter had to come sometime, right? We're brought to you in part by our friends at the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Despite all the uncertainty in the world today, North Dakota's oil and gas, natural gas industry wants you to know we will be back. Better than ever, committed to using talent and resources wisely to build a strong, sustainable future for family, friends, and neighbors. And together, keeping North Dakota a great place to live, a great place to work, a great place to raise a family. Find out more at ndoilfoundation.org. Important message there. Good to remember that. We're in the middle of some challenging times, and I mean, the list is long with the challenges out there right now, isn't it? So you just keep doing what you got to keep doing. Which reminds me, this texter sent a note. Still time to get in, by the way. Your selfie, your photo of what you're working on, whatever. Text it to us. We're giving away a beautiful, what do you call it, Kev? I call it a photo
it's
montage.
It's a print, numbered print.
It's a print.
Yep.
It is a numbered print. So it's a little rare, signed by the artiste. But it's photography. It's a eagle with the wings stretched out, flying, coming right at you. It's beautiful.
Very cool.
American flag behind there, and I thought, you know what? That's just too nice to just kind of sit here on my desk. I'm going to give that away to somebody. They'll frame it up and make it a special part of their home or office. So we'll randomly draw from all of the texts we receive, photos, send us a selfie, send us a picture of, you know, where you're at, what you're working, what you're doing, home, work, on the road, whatever. And send us a little note if you like. We did ask this. It's a chance to find out what it is you want of this program. We like doing what you want. We're here for you. So what do you want more of? Tell us. What do you want less of? Tell us. This texter says, working on art in Rolla, North Dakota. Would appreciate hearing more about people who are finding ways to thrive and help others thrive in these crazy COVID times. Some of us see a crisis as an opportunity. Now that is the Be the Buffalo spirit right there. That is the Be the Buffalo spirit. And you know what? I bet there are ways out there, whether it's in nursing homes, long-term care facilities, memory care, you know, any kind of senior living, where it's tough, family can't visit. And most often, by the way, I understand families cannot visit. There are not visitation because that's what the facility mandates. The state of North Dakota actually went to battle with the Department of the Center for Medicaid and Medicare Services and said, we want to give our nursing homes flexibility, and they got it. So we have some of the best access for loved ones and family members during COVID in North Dakota, but many of the facilities have chosen not to use that, just so you know. So if you're wondering, I'd ask. But as I say, in times like this, when you don't have anybody, you're saying, hey, I want to recognize somebody that's doing something great. Kind of cool. We're going to go to Hazleton. Hazleton, is it? I only know the Hazleton, Minnesota. Yes. Okay. Is there a Hazleton, North Dakota?
Oh, yeah, just south of here.
There's a Hazleton. Yeah.
Yeah, I knew that. What am I saying? There's an S up here, and it threw me off. But I got you. Wally, what's on your mind?
Well, I was looking at an MSNBC thing this morning. I usually don't look, but they said about COVID being so high in North Dakota. North Dakota was its own country. It would be the highest country of infection in the world. They said 900 out of 1 million people have the COVID or tested positive. Well, that comes down to 0.1% of the population, not even. I said, well, heck, that ain't much. And then all the people that get retested to see if they're clear, that goes as another test. So I don't see how that's such a outrageous number, only 0.1% infection.
Well, but Wally, you know, you went and did something pretty crazy. You're watching MSNBC expecting the truth, number one, never going to get it. Number two, you applied logic to the reporting. Now everything's falling apart.
Yeah.
Now everything's falling apart.
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
The global warming, climate change, I've seen another blurb said that they're finding artifacts that are showing up in the Arctic ice and these glaciers that are melting. They're finding artifacts there. Well, if that's a fact, civilization must have been there before the ice age. And how would that get so far down in the ice if we are causing the global warming and all that?
You are a fact machine today, Wally. You're just firing them off. We appreciate you. Thank you very much. I agree. And some of those national news reports, they're just slaves to some chart they saw from somebody they don't even know that, you know, it's laziness. It's laziness in reporting. Let's get a chart. Oh, look at this as number one. Oh, they're number two. They're number 10. They love charts. They love anniversaries. They love, you know, it is the conduct unbecoming an actual journalist who doesn't exist. Dean and Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Dean. Yes, sir. How are you?
Yeah. Well, I got a complaint about, I don't even know what measure, how many measures are on this election, what they're about. I get these pamphlet junk mail in the mail. Don't vote no, you know, vote yes. But it doesn't explain what the measure is about. Doesn't this state ever mail out to residents what measures are on up for, you know, to be voted on?
Well,
and also, who's up? Is the governor being, you know, up for re-election or not?
He is.
Or
he is.
Who's running against him? You know, judges. The last time I went to vote, I had this, you know, get a pamphlet. Who the heck are all these people? I don't know. You know
what I would tell you
here in the state, and I work 14, 16 hour days. I go home, eat, shower, and might watch a program on Netflix because I don't watch regular TV. because of all the fake news. And, you know, nothing. I listen to radio all day in the truck. Don't hear nothing about what's going on and what's up to be voted on.
Well, a couple of things. One, I would tell you that we do, in fact, interview the candidates for that reason, so we arm you with information. But it's over a course of, obviously, probably, 60 days leading up to an election, so it isn't all right away. I do get a lot of questions about the measures. People say, what is this measure one? What is this measure two? What can you help me? And I never mind telling folks. Measure one is a reform of the higher ed governance system. That's measure one. And most folks I know are against it. I think it was a attempt to do something based on a task force. The governor started to look at reform, and it just didn't necessarily come out all that great. So most folks I know are voting no on measure one. Measure two is the legislature's answer to all these constitutional ballots, ballot questions that we've been getting that, basically say, so, Dean, if you vote for this, you're voting to protect veterans. Do you want to vote for it? And then you go, well, why wouldn't I want to do that? But then you look at it and you find out there's four or five other things, and it's a big sham. Now, that particular one was Measure 3. That got tossed off the ballot because it was so bad. So that one is gone. But what Measure 2 would do is say, okay, we need to look at the language in the legislature. We need to hold hearings over here. Some people would argue that it's a little too much power for the legislature to decide outside of the measure process. I'll probably vote yes for that just as a placeholder, if nothing else, because it is a bad deal that some people can change the Constitution and do it in such a roughshod way. I don't like it at all. So that one is that one's measure two. I would, if I were you, what I'd do is I'd get a ballot. I'd get a ballot or go look at a ballot online so you see what you're going to see when you vote and have a little time ahead of time to look at, what it is. Because, for instance, if you go to nd.gov, to the Secretary of State's office, they have, information on where you vote, on the candidates, on,
I finally got that.
What's that?
I finally got where I vote, my area where I live, and knew where I can go early vote. But, you know what I'm voting on besides the president.
Yeah, and that'll be more helpful. For you. Yeah. And, the other little trick I'd tell you is it's one thing to get the actual ballot language, which you could do for Measure 1 and Measure 2 and take a look at, because you're right, the postcards don't have that information on them. You will read some of these five times and not know what they said.
Right.
What I mean? Who wrote this? Somebody trying to confuse the daylights out of me? What in the world? Sometimes a little research is necessary, but you're doing the right thing by asking before you go and vote. And God bless you for doing it.
Yeah, I got a pamphlet in the mail, something about education or cutting funds to colleges or whatever. I'm going, what? I have a real close friend who goes to college, and I haven't, he hasn't said anything, and he's pretty up to date on a lot of this stuff.
That's really governance more than anything. I'll go see if I can find that language, Dean, and hit that before the end of the show. Thank you for the time. Appreciate your call. Carrie and Bismarck, go ahead. You're next.
Hey, Scott. I just wanted to give you a kind of a bright spot for the day. I don't remember where the nursing facility was at, but the handyman came up with an idea. He drove holes through a door and put plastic sleeves in so that residents and their loved ones could reach through wearing gloves and at least touch each other.
Oh, hold hands or whatever. That's beautiful. See, that's the kind of creative stuff that's what's going on. Carrie, thank you for calling with that, and if there's any others, let us know. Lunch today is looking good at PetroServe USA. Home cooking Swedish meatballs, West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Valley City. Lasagna, too, in Valley City, and pulled pork sandwich on 12th Avenue North. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience.
It's time to return to Norway. Let's plan for 2021.
Nobody better to take you to Norway than Carol Juven at Juven Tours and Travel. You know, basically, if you want to do Norway, you want to do a family trip, you want to do it right, you want to just say, hey, what's my celebration going to be when this mess is over? Pick 2021. Right now, you know, find a month in 2021 and book it, right?
Yes, we have got five tours for 2021.
What number trip to Norway will that be for you?
Trip number 180.
Let's help them build back, because this is it in Norway. Tourism is what makes them go. It's pretty phenomenal. And if folks are dreaming a little about 2021, what do they need to see?
Oh, the fjord country they need to see, and the people. We don't just tour Norway. We meet the people.
Carol wants to send you a giant map of Norway free. 701-237-9000. JuvenTours.com. JuvenTours.com. And he'll help you find your family with that map. JuvenTours and Travel. 237-9000. JuvenTours.com.
The key to a strong home is a solid foundation, and that starts from the ground up. The team at Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, wants you to know that around here, seasonal changes cause the soil to shift, which ultimately leads to serious structural problems. One of the most common signs that your foundation needs our help is cracking in your walls or flooring.
Let us help you protect your greatest asset. Go to ramjacknorth.com to learn more. That's ramjacknorth.com.
PetroServe USA, home to home cooking and grab-and-go convenience, plus a great deal on drinks. Any size drink, 79 cents. Coffee, fountain pop, cappuccino, and Lewis and Clark. Come on in to PetroServe USA. Nestle Pure Life Water, 28 packs for $3.99. Jack Link's Extra Tender for $3.59. Two KTO Liquid Shots for $10. Or three 5-Hour Energy for $4 each. PetroServe USA, great specials all month long. Tell them Scott sent you.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
By Schwann, BuickGMC.com. Of course, fall, and just around the corner from winter, which you may have noticed some of the white stuff already falling. How about all-wheel drive? Over 100 trucks and SUVs, most of Schwann's lifetime powertrain warranty, not to mention the heated seats and all that stuff you need. Levi Yukon, Suburban's, Acadia's trucks, all makes and models. Payments to fit every budget, maybe your trade. Shop, click, drive, find out more at SchwannBuickGMC.com.
All right, just a few minutes left. Tell me what's on your mind. 800-228-0550. Texter says, I retired 5 years ago. Since then, I spend my afternoons volunteering at the Humane Society. Oh, would that be fun. I walk those dogs who are less adoptable and sometimes in need of rehab. Here's a photo of Olivia, a sweet pit bull who came from an unfortunate situation. She loves car rides. Ours do, too. I don't know what the deal is. They just dig it. My favorite is when they stick their head out the window. getting as much of that air as they can. She loves car rides, so I'm eager to provide some pleasurable moments in her day. She, along with several other canines, enjoy their car rides. I'd like to hear more on the measures that we'll be voting on, says Eileen. Thank you, Eileen. So measure one was the other one that a lot of people call about, and I was going to read you the actual language here of measure number one. And again, this is on the Secretary of State's website. So you can, I think, find about everything you need on nd.gov Secretary of State website, okay? Just Google what you're looking for, and you'll find it. So measure one says, the constitutional measure would amend and reenact subsection 2 and 6 of section 6. See, I hate this. Article 8 of the North Dakota Constitution relating to the State Board of Higher Ed. The proposed amendment to subsection 2 would increase the number of board members from 8 to 15. Are you kidding me right now? Are you kidding me right now? If we only had 15 members, then everything would be fine. Oh, my God. Prohibit state legislators, elected state officials, state employees, and individuals employed full-time. Estimated fiscal impact, $140,000 per biennium to do this because you got a lot of other members. So that's a yes or a no. I'm a no on that. I just think we need reform. I believe in how we govern higher ed. There's no doubt about it, but that's not the way to do it. So that's measure one. We will get you a little 101 on all the measures before the break. People, every election, they say, Scott, how are you going to vote on this? And I say, well, I don't want to influence how you vote. I'll just tell you what the facts are, the measure. No, I want to know how you're going to vote. Well, all right. I'll tell you. I'm not afraid to tell you. But Carol in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Carol.
I keep hearing that there's a debate tonight between the governor candidate, but not where, not when. Not how do we watch it? Do you know any information?
Prairie Public's not real good at publicizing things. Taxpayer subsidized organizations rarely are. I'm not a big fan, as you might be able to tell. But we're putting it on our website tonight, and you can watch it, believe, live on PBS, Prairie Public, or also online. So a couple of places for you to watch.
What time?
Seven?
What time?
Well, I'm going to tell you in 1 second here. I'm just checking. Time the debate is.
Let's see, I thought it was seven, but dang, I'm not positive.
Doing Prairie Public's work again.
Yeah, I know, right?
Promote your stuff for crying out loud.
Well, we've got the Bismarck Century game on K-Fire, so we're not going to air their debate.
8 to 9 p.m. tonight.
8 to 9.
Okay. Roger, ask Carol. 8 to 9. Okay?
Thank you.
You bet. Thank you. It's kind of sad, isn't it? Sad that, an entity is being... I guess we'll do the debates next time. What's on your mind? Who's the moderators? Todd Mitchell and Scott Innan. We're gonna do it. Yeah. And Kevin's going to do the music. And there we go. And Chris Larson is going to tell everybody where to sit. Okay, let's see here. Finishing up a job by Hannaford today, Peck and Rock. You've been having the most interesting guests on. Would love to hear the great one, Mark Levin, on with you as you do great interviews. Also, I agree with you, that caller about what the measures on the ballot are. Love it when you do that. Sherry from Hannaford says, how about that? She says, is the flag station in Fargo on iHeartRadio? We are, aren't we, Todd? I think you told me that it's on there.
Huh? The flag on iHeart?
Yeah. Because don't you have non-iHeart stations on the iHeart app?
Well, yeah, I mean, yeah. I just wasn't aware whether the flag was on there or not.
I think it is, yep. She said, I can't find it using the call letters. I listened to your show on K-Fire. Well, that's fine, too. You listen to it where you listen to it. And I would tell you on... the flag, it's WZFG, are the call letters, so sometimes that's a little bit on the confusing side. I'm running out of time, and I don't want to run out of time.
It's not
today.
On iHeart, sorry.
It's not,
we
huh?
can fix. We can fix that, though. There are non-iHeart stations on there.
Our people talk
Prairie
to you.
Public
people.
Is on there. K-Love is on there. I mean, there are some.
So you Cumulus, see
the Cox, a whole bunch of the groups have them. Or
all right, let's go to Nate and Fargo real quick, because I'm running out of time here. Nate, what's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Scott?
Good, how are you?
Well, I'm good today. The snow's here. But I've been trying to figure out this Burisma thing and the Ukraine collusion thing. And so I've been doing some homework. I came across a site like Wikipedia. It's called Conservapedia. And it has what is called, and if your listeners are listening, the Ukrainian collusion timeline.
Oh.
And oh boy.
Wow.
It has
I love it finally.
In there.
Finally, so it's Conservapedia.
And you know why? Hunter Biden was chosen to be that guy, to be the guy for Burisma?
Tell me.
Because Burisma was so deep with CIA and intelligence people running.
Oh my gosh! Can you call tomorrow, Nate? I want to hear more about this. Meanwhile, check out Conservapedia. Brought to you today by ABM, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, Minot, and Dickinson. Online at abmnow.com. Tell them Scott sent you.
Hot spring spas and pool tables too. Home to great family fun. And great wellness products. The hot spring spas, the saunas. We don't talk enough about the game tables because that's a lot of family time. That's a lot of laughs. That's a lot of great competition. Vince Webker's here from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. What do you got on the floor?
We got a little bit of everything from Olhausen Brunswick billiard tables, shuffleboard tables, table tennis, air hockey, bubble hockey, and foosball. And again, when you look at the year 2020, what else are we going to do but hang out in our home and have some great times together playing these wonderful games made by Olhausen and Brunswick? And the good news is we know it's going to be a busy fall and busy winter, and we have stocked up in those products, and we're excited to get them into your home and make your basement more beautiful and funner than ever.
Vince, thank you. Vince Webker, Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, and Grand Forks 2, online at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.